Where hope lives, where you belong. Impact 103.
Good morning. Welcome to Surviving Life with the Vambilis, with myself, Letitia Vambili. And of course, I'm joined with the wonderful
Daddy Vambili. Super, super excited to be here in studio with you on Surviving Life. Ooh, today, if you are not ready, we are going to knock you over the head because, man, we are talking about real stuff that we can all relate to. Letitia, what is the topic today?
Today's topic is called the seed. So for a seed to reach its full expression, it must completely self-destruct. And to the uneducated eye, it looks like complete devastation and the death of that seed. Whatever the word or the gift is that you are waiting on, it also needs to go through the same process before it can grow roots and stand firm. Interestingly enough, it is when a seed looks the most dead that it is actually breeding new life, much like the death and subsequent resurrection of Jesus on the cross. When things look like they're dying, they might actually be resurrecting. And I just want to go into scripture quickly. 1 Corinthians 15 verses 35 to 38, the Apostle Paul speaks about the resurrected body in the same form. He says, "But someone will ask, how are the dead raised? With what kind of body will they come? How foolish. What you sow does not come to life unless it dies. When you sow, you do not plant the body that will be, just as a seed, perhaps of wheat or something else. But God gives it a body as he has determined, and to each kind of seed he gives its own body."
Now, here is the key question of the morning. Do you feel like you are perhaps at the end of the rope? Does it look like the end for you? Are you maybe the seed that needs to die in this season so God can resurrect his plans for you? We want you to stay tuned as we discuss this journey of the
Zelensky
with Sound of the Kingdom.
It's time for the recap. So if you were listening last night between 6 and 6:30 p.m., you would have heard us introduce this topic of the seed. But what is a seed? A seed is not meant to stay a seed. In fact, scripture says that you cannot look at a seed and merely know what it is. I'm referencing Matthew 7 verse 16 about the fact that we recognize people by their fruits, not by their seed. When a seed is setting roots, it looks grotesque. Being surrounded by discernment will help you know that though something is looking grotesque, I mean, it's growing veins, it's growing all these things, it's actually getting ready to be planted and to be rooted in something. For example, in marriage, we fall in love with the seed of a person, and the seed is the perfection. If you look at a seed, it's put together, it's compact, it's smooth, it looks great. Until that person or that promise begins to germinate and mature, that germination looks like the veins that are popping out of this once perfect, compact thing. When things begin to break apart, we always think it's an attack. It's an attack. Why are things changing? Why is he changing? Why is she changing? But the truth is that the process of God's transformation is not pretty and it's not comfortable. It needs perspective. Now, that having been said, that seedling season is so sensitive that according to Matthew 13 verses 24 to 30, that is when the enemy comes and sows tares among the wheat. Okay, so it's so important to protect that seedling season. And you may find, which the scripture then goes on to say, that when it's time for harvest, that's when we separate the wheat from the tares. So some of us, we're growing up with people, we're getting older with people, and then when we mature, God separates us. And we think, but God, why are you separating me from this person? They've grown with me. But you didn't know that they were the tares that were planted while you were still a seedling.
Oof, wow. You know, when we look at our lives, sometimes what we need is perspective. You need to pull back, step back, and relook again. What you think is a dead situation or a situation that has come to an end could just be the start of a brand new season. What a beautiful song, Unspoken. God help me. It's 21 minutes past 11. You hang out with the Van Billies. And a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be back.
Ryan Johnson with One Thing Remains. Remember that you can send us your thoughts and your opinions by WhatsApping 071-364-0376. Danny, what's your take on the seed?
Wow, I think this topic is so big because a lot of people carry hurt and pain without understanding that there are seeds that are growing and are going through different stages in their lives. You know, especially in the church world, in the world of ministry, you know, some of us start off in certain places, and maybe in that ministry you were a seedling and you were growing, and when the Lord saw fit, he decided to take you from one place to another. Now, I'm not talking about crazy people who jump from ministry to ministry causing havoc. No, I'm just saying just the natural process of growth where the seed has to be underground at some point, and then there comes a time where the same thing that was a seed becomes a tree. And the same people that watered it cannot recognize it anymore.
Sure.
You know, and you can find yourself not fitting in with your environment. You can find yourself not fitting in with your friends. And then the next thing, what's this? There's fruits, you know, oranges, apples, and suddenly you don't fit in. And God is calling you to a different environment, to a different setup. And we feel bad for growing. We feel like we've left people behind. And sometimes people make you feel that way when the Lord is calling you out. So I want to encourage someone right now who probably had to leave a place that was familiar. And maybe the people around you were offended. That the plan was not offense, but the Lord choosing to plant you where he wants you. And there's a scripture in 1 Corinthians 3 verse 8 that says, the one who plants and the one who waters have one purpose, and they will each be rewarded according to their own labor. Now, I'm saying this also for leaders, that there are people you are called to water, but not necessarily to the environment, to a different setup. And we feel bad for growing. We feel like we've left people behind. And sometimes people make you feel that way when the Lord is calling you out. So I want to encourage someone right now who probably had to leave a place that was familiar. And maybe the people around you were offended. That the plan was not offense, but the Lord choosing to plant you where he wants you. And there's a scripture in 1 Corinthians 3 verse 8 that says, the one who plants and the one who waters have one purpose, and they will each be rewarded according to their own labor. Now, I'm saying this also for leaders, that there are people you are called to water, but not necessarily to be the one who will reap the fruit, but the Lord will reward you. You know, so we shouldn't look at people growing as them leaving us behind or them forgetting us, or, you know, like from a place of bitterness. No, there comes a time for growth. And it might not look like it, but you have played the role you're supposed to have played.
And you know what I think is interesting about that within the ministry setup is that someone can give you a word and say, I see the seed in your life. I see that God wants to do something. But no one knows what the seed is until it matures. So someone may have thought you're an orange tree or an apple tree, and you come out and there you are being a full strawberry tree. And they don't understand what it is that you are. But as long as you have conviction that this is who God has called you to be, then what could be happening is there's a disconnect between what they thought the seed would mature to be versus what it's actually maturing to be.
Wow. And the same thing goes for parents. You know, sometimes you are called and you have a plan for your children and you know exactly what they're going to be, but that's not their wiring, you know. And this is why it's important for us to go back to the Maker and ask questions about our partners. You know, am I seeing them wrong, yet they are in your purpose? Is there a way I'm supposed to change? Is there some pruning that needs to happen within me so I can accept you in this new season that the Lord is calling you into? But I think the biggest issue we are having is we want things to be the same. We want to relate to people the way we've always known them.
Could it be that if there's a struggle or a tension between you and your child, or you and your spouse, or you and your covering, spiritual covering, you're being called to mature past the germinating stage, right? Because here's the thing about seeds. When we look at them, they're not yet planted. There are certain seeds that have to grow roots first, and then they are planted. Yes. So when it starts to deconstruct and it begins to look veiny and disgusting, is that God saying, I need you planted. I need you planted near the cross to figure out what you are in me. So if you're changing and I'm no longer linking with you, Danny, could it be that I'm being called to mature past the germinating stage?
Wow. Now, to some of you, you are maybe looking in the mirror and you're not recognizing what you're seeing. It could be as well that you are growing and you need to relate to yourself differently. It's time for that seed to grow. Be comfortable seeing a new you.
Impact 103, with you all the way.
What is breaking in your life right now? Is God setting you up for resurrection? John 12 verse 24 says, "Verily, very truly, I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds."
Uh-oh.
Obviously, what's being spoken about here is the death and resurrection of Christ, and now he has multiplied through said death and resurrection. But I want to take us to something, to a thought, a little bit of thinking. Mary, mother of Jesus, had to watch her son break on the cross. She had to watch him germinate and disintegrate into what God has called him to be. And it very much looked like the death of Jesus as she knew him. And she had to step back and watch that happen. Sometimes the fullness of your call means that people, even those that love you, must step back and watch you break, because if the seed does not break, it cannot multiply or mature. You can't be pruned unless you germinate. So Danny, you were talking about before the break how there's a pruning that must take place. But the thing about pruning is pruning happens to a mature plant, a mature seed. Why do we call it breakthrough and not build through, lay through, walk through, sleep through, relax through? Because something must die.
Yes,
something must break. We must die to ourselves daily. And we know that scripture says that. What's needed before a seed can break? Darkness, moisture, wetness breaks a seed. None of those things are comfortable. So there is a season of darkness. If you're going through a season of darkness, it could be because you have been planted and you have to go through a breaking that allows your seed to explode past seedling form and create new life. when God is stretching you. You know, we love these prophetic words within our, you know, ecclesia circles, you know. God is stretching you, and we all scream and say amen. But how many of us can say that stretching is comfortable? If someone had to come pull me side to side right now, we might call an ambulance. If you are in pain, if you are walking through darkness, if you are uncomfortable and you feel like you're breaking, that can be a sign that God is calling you to the next step of maturation.
And you know, when we say darkness, when that seed is planted and it's in the dark, it's alone, you know, and a lot of us are crying right now that I am alone. The people around me are gone. The support structures I depended on are not there. Has the Lord forsaken me? Just like Jesus asked the exact same thing.
He said that on the cross, actually.
On the cross. My God, why have you forsaken me? We want to propose that maybe you've not been forsaken, but it is that moment for you to break through. And the Lord has made sure purposely that all the people who could have been there to soften you up, instead of allowing you to go through what you need to go through to break through, had to be removed and strategically removed. So it's not that they hate you. It's not that they don't recognize what you did for them. But the Lord ensured that you go through what you have to go through alone. So get your eyes off them. Get your eyes off your partners and look back unto the Lord.
You know, when you said that the process is lonely, you actually got me thinking that there are no seeds that plant roots at the exact same time. Each seed has got its time to germinate, and it's not group work. The germination of a seed is not group work. That seed has its own work to do. And when it's harvest time, you know, when it's grown into, let's look at wheat. When it's now grown past the ground, there is a group situation happening where you can look from afar and say, hey, the wheat is coming together. But there is a private process for every seed.
Oof. All right, she's still with the Vambillies, and that was Chris Tomlin with Strongholds.
Remember that you can WhatsApp us on 071-364-0376 of your experience of perhaps breaking out. So we're talking about seeds, and as it relates to seeds, a seed can die due to a lack of space and water. So if you're in our beautiful South Africa, but particularly Tswane, you know the jacarandas, the beautiful purple jacarandas that line our streets around October. But did you know that jacarandas are not indigenous to South Africa? They are originally from South America, and they were imported to South Africa from Argentina in the 1880s. So they guzzle a lot of water and they take up a lot of space. It is therefore even illegal to plant new jacaranda trees, and we will have less of them in the coming decades to come because of this. The issue that the jacarandas are actually planted in the wrong soil. They need more space and they need more water than what South Africa can give it. Sometimes, because you've not moved, there isn't enough water or resources or space for you where you are. And you begin to feel stifled, like the seed that can't grow past a certain point. And you don't know why you're feeling that way. But some of that discomfort, you know, you can imagine being put in a small space and trying to grow. Some of that tightness, that feeling of strangulation, can be because your seed requires more space in order to grow.
Wow. Now, and I think, Letitia, if we don't know who we are,
there we go.
We can begin to blame people. We can begin to blame our partners and our family members. But the truth is, it's not even your workplace that's the problem. It's that you have outgrown the space and you've been wired to grow. So you like that jacaranda that needs more water. Now people are complaining, but this person, maybe they're thinking, she's greedy. She wants too much. But the vision that's placed within you is how God created you. And you need to trust that thing and pursue it, because God is taking you to your next level.
Isn't it interesting that the difference between frustration and maybe moving A or B understanding is your perspective? And when you talk about having a relationship with God and God revealing to you, this is why you're feeling how you're feeling. This is why you don't have the support structures that you used to have. You know, as believers, we understand the world of attack and witchcraft very well. We can very much see something going wrong in our lives and say, I'm probably being attacked. It's probably witchcraft or whatever. But do you know that God can allow? God can allow a stretching. God can allow a darkness. God can allow a season where you need to be pushed out of your boundaries a little bit and you need to leave your homeland. Listen, Abraham needed more room to grow. God said to him, go to the land where I will send you. Had Abraham stayed where he was, he might have started experiencing the stifling and the lack of water for what God was actually calling him to do. So the call here is to say, if you're uncomfortable, if you're feeling strangulated, like you can't stretch past the boundaries that you've been given, or maybe what it can look like is that people don't understand you anymore. You know, you used to go here for counsel, but now you're feeling like, no, something is wrong here. Bring it back to the Lord, because the Lord can show you and he can give you peace that, hey, maybe you need to move, or maybe you need more watering, maybe you need to grow, you know, and that will change everything. You'll go from a place of frustration to a place of understanding.
One of the things I've learned, and especially for me, is sometimes when things become uncomfortable for me, I need to look at myself. Instead, you know, because it's easy to start pointing out, ah, that person's doing this, or this thing is not well. I begin to go back and say, Lord, why am I no longer comfortable here or in the state that I'm in? And I found sometimes where God is like, well, son, it's time for you to outgrow the way you've been doing things.
Wow.
It's time for you to change. You know, and suddenly when you change, or you allow for that change to happen within you, you suddenly will see things around you differently and realize that, no, it's not just the people around me, but it's me. I'm being called to grow. WhatsApp number 0713640376. We want to hear from you. What are you going through? And what seasons of growth is the Lord actually calling you to that you are perhaps resisting?
Moving you forward in your faith. Impact 103.
Extra, extra, read all about it. Extra, extra, read all about it.
We just started off the hour with Rachel Lamper giving us Perfectly Loved. Now, the evidence that you've perhaps not died and that your seed has not yet exploded is that you're still making master plans for yourself. This is God's marriage. This is God's light bill. These are God's children, and this is his ministry and all business. I'm going to read 1 Corinthians 3 verses 6 to 7. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it. This is the Apostle Paul speaking. But God has been making it grow. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. As we talk about the seed, we must understand that there's a supernatural process that occurs that is the hand of God. When we are maturing past certain things, and I have to make this so clear, because as believers, we know how the enemy can come to trick as well. When you're growing past a thing, give yourself time with God so that he can confirm, are you meant to leave this thing? Are you meant to work on this thing? Are you meant to move so that the seed can have more water and more space? So I'm going to give an example, right? Everything in a relationship, marriage, friendship, your children, is not about divorcing and leaving, right? But it is about consulting God for your way forward. Sometimes there is a season that's coming that's different from where you come from, and God can ordain that season, absolutely. But sometimes the Lord also says, you have to adjust to who I have called this person to be because they are maturing into that. But it is also true that someone can stifle your space, your water, and your growth. It's up to your relationship with God to discern what is actually happening with your frustrations, because we are not ignorant to the devices of the enemy either. So may God make it clear in your life what that frustration is that you're currently going through.
You know, I love how we've not been married long. You know, it's almost 10 years. And you know, when you know people have been married 40, 50, 60 years, you realize, no, man, we just
started. We're young,
started.
We're babies.
You know, we're babies in this thing. But one thing we've learned in counseling people, you can find people who've been married for 20 years, but they've not matured in how they treat each other. You find them still wanting to relate in their 40s the way they were in their 20s. And it just doesn't work. You know, you get people who maybe at some point were working a 9-to-5 job and now they're self-employed, but they still want to relate like they have 9-to-5 jobs. You know, and sometimes in counseling we'll tell people, but listen, you don't have to wait for after 5 to see your partner. You work for yourselves. Why don't you make plans to see each other during lunch? Why don't you make plans to go and actually have breakfast, because you do run your own time? But because the mindset is still stuck in the 9-to-5, you're still expecting things to happen, you know, after working hours. I'm just using a little example to say, as you grow, you cannot still want to relate in the way you started. And just because there's growth and you're uncomfortable does not mean it's the end of a thing. But it can be the new season that's making you extremely uncomfortable. But can you choose to break through it?
Yes, remember that you can WhatsApp us 071-364-0376 and we will read your messages or your voice notes on air.
Wow, beloved, it's 13 minutes past 12 and guess what? The Lord is with you in whatever you are going through. And that's why we're talking about it today.
And as then my pastor gave me a scripture, which is very beautiful. It is Ezekiel 11, 17 to 20, I think. And it says, well, the story of the scripture, it's basically where a person is giving their life back to God, and God saying that he will take you out of your bad environment and put you into a new good environment where you are blessed and where you need to be. And just today, like what you guys are talking about, the seed is like the feeling what I'm in now. It's like, you know, God is taking me out of the circumstances that I'm in now, and he's putting me back in a new place and a happy place and so on, because I'm moving back to my family, I'm moving back to my parents, and you know, I've all of a sudden I just have this very good support system and people that's there for me and so on. So yeah, but I just would like to thank you guys for your story this morning, because it's just like God, it's just like a better explanation of what I'm going through, and it's so more understanding for me.
Martin Smith with Dancing in the Fire. I think that's so great that he's speaking about dancing in the fire. We are in the fire of growth and transition right now. If you heard earlier the voice note that was played by the gentleman who sent us his powerful testimony of how God has taken him from a place of being stuck to a place of freedom, he referenced Ezekiel 11 verse 17. I actually want to read it. It says, therefore say, This is what the Sovereign Lord says. I will gather you from the nations and bring you back from the countries where you have been scattered, and I will give you back the land of Israel again. I think that's a beautiful analogy to say that I will take you from places where you are unwanted or places where you are disintegrated and put you back together again in the land where you will grow and you will prosper. You know, when it comes to the seed, there's a mutation that happens, or at least it looks like a mutation, because at first this thing is intact and it's beautiful, like we mentioned earlier on in the show, and then it starts to sprout. And the best example I've got for this is the onion and the potato in the pantry. Have you ever come back after a while and this potato, I mean, it's the most disgusting scene. I'm getting goosebumps right now, where the potato has like veins coming out of it, and the orange, or not the orange, sorry, the onion does it too, where the veins are coming out of it. And you know what's interesting about that? That's nature's way of saying, hey, this thing is ready to be planted. Oof. This thing is ready to be rooted. So sometimes when you feel like you are dying and you are mutating, do not throw yourself away. Go and plant yourself at the cross. Is that marriage mutating? Go and plant it at the cross. Is the business mutating? Go and plant it at the cross. Because again, an uneducated eye will not understand that this potato is breaking free, fam. This potato is trying to multiply and make more potatoes. You're going to think this thing is dead. I'm going to throw it away. And earlier we were talking about having discernment and being clear on what God wants you to do. If your marriage looks like it's dying, it's probably because it's transitioning. The question is, what is it transitioning into? And the answer can only come from planting that thing at the cross. I'm going to read Psalm 51:17, where David is brokenhearted and he says, my sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart you, God, will not despise. Growth requires brokenness according to scripture. So if something looks like it is breaking, it is ripe for sacrifice.
Wow. What a revelation, Letitia. And, you know, I think a lot of people do not understand that that image is holistic. You know, it might look like your brokenness is the end, but you are actually now ripe.
You are ripe for sacrifice. You are ripe for planting. You are ripe for sitting at the foot of God. A broken heart moves the heart of God. It moves the hand of God. So if you are broken and you're breaking, and I know we've spoken about marriage, we've spoken about relationship with your children, but I quickly want to talk about depression. When you are feeling depressed, do not do it. Whoever is feeling that way, do not do it. You are ripe for a conversation with God. You are ripe for planting yourself at the cross. When you feel like you're mutating and you think it's time to throw yourself away, guess what? You are at a perfect place for planting. That was Mike Donaghy with Abundance. Danny, what do you think of the darkness that's needed for a seed to do what it needs to do?
Well, you know, I always wonder sometimes when Christ is specific on parables and why he chooses what he chooses. You know, in Mark 4:26-29, you know, there's a parable called the parable of the growing seed. You know, and I always wondered, I mean, why is he choosing the seed, and why is he himself depicted as a person going and sowing the seed? You know, and as the seed myself, and you yourselves are the many seeds on this planet, we need to begin to trust our sower. We need to trust him in the moments that really seem like it's unlikely that God is doing something here. Now, I'm going to talk about, let's look at the cross. You know, if you were one of the disciples and you walked with Jesus on earth, the most disheartening moment for you would be when he's on the cross and suddenly it's dark. All your dreams, all your hopes, that you had in the Savior would probably have died in that moment where you're like, man, not only did they kill him, but it got so dark. And you would have probably thought, man, this is the end of this hope we had for our Savior, not knowing that behind the scenes, this is a major transition. This is the point where things are actually about to become bright. Now, what do I mean by that? Let's look at the children of Israel. One of the plagues as well they faced was complete darkness. And I'm sure in that moment, they also thought, man, this now things are dark and it's going nowhere. Not knowing that, man, this seed is planted and something big is about to happen. So I want to encourage you that if you are in your moment of darkness, trust the same God who created darkness to pull you through. Don't look at things and think, man, this must be the end. Let me take my own life. Let me just quit. Let me just give up on everything I'm going through. And maybe the people around you right now do not understand you and you've been labeled. And they thinking, man, there's something wrong with this person. Let's just give up on them. But if you know you are positioned and the sower has sown you in this position, wait for him. Because there's going to be a time when that seed will sprout and it will grow, like we read in Mark 26 to 9. Now, to 29. I'm not here undermining the hardship of the process. That's not what we're doing.
Yeah.
In fact, if anything, we are relating with you and saying, just because it's hard does not mean it's not God. In fact, there's another scripture that kind of confuses me a bit, because when Saul, just after David was anointed as king, there's a weird scripture that I want you to go read. It says, and an evil spirit came from God and began to trouble Saul. Now listen to that contrast. An evil spirit coming from God to trouble Saul. And this now leads to Saul looking for David and David coming to solve the problem. So sometimes even the evil spirits that you are seeing that are working and causing trouble are there for your elevation. Beloved, don't just look at bad things and think it's the end. God can use bad things to promote you. Find that scripture and tell me. Tell me what you think of an evil spirit actually coming from God to trouble and cause David's elevation.
We're busy getting your messages right now. And Danny was talking earlier about how we need discernment to understand where the darkness is actually coming from, because God is light and dark. He created both of them. And we actually had two messages come in on the very same scripture. So that must be the Holy Spirit. We've got Auntie Susanna as well as Aniki, who both gave us 2 Chronicles 18 verses 19 to 23. You can go and read it. But in verse 21, this is the words of the Lord. He says, I will go and be a deceiving spirit in the mouths of all his prophets. So whenever we're seeing darkness, or we're seeing stagnation, or we're feeling stuck, we spoke about earlier how we are good on pointing out when it's the devil. But the question is, as it relates to the growing of a seed, are we good at seeing God? That God is allowing a solitude, a darkness, a separation, because he is trying to grow you. And it does not necessarily mean that you're dying. It can mean that you are multiplying. You are growing past a previous season.
Sure. And a lot of us, we begin to blame people, you know, and we begin to see maybe the wrongs that needed to happen for us to be separated from the the things that are required for us to grow.
The funny thing is, the same way that a seed needs light, we need the light of God's revelation to photosynthesize our seed. Revelation of who we are, because it decodes and explains the process. And unfortunately, using the analogy of the seed also shows that the process isn't quick, guys. The process is quite slow. It takes time for a seed to grow and germinate and plant roots. As you move and obey, God will allow your seed to begin to take form. Remember, He's a light unto our feet. So as you move, you begin to see more revelation of who you are. We need the light of God's revelation to explain what's happening with our seed.
Wow. We've reached the end of our show. Time really flies when you are having fun. But if you enjoy the show and maybe you want to actually look at the links of us in studio, you can actually go online on Impact Online on our Impact Radio YouTube page, and you can watch our links there. And I believe last week's show, Date Your Children, is already up, and I can see it right there. We have it open, so we're telling you what's happening. And then today's show will also be up, but today it won't be the whole show, but half of the show will be up as well. If you want to share and then you want to listen to what we did, you can go on there.
And we'll also be sharing the Impact Online visuals on all our social media platforms. And you can find us on @TheVambilis on Instagram, Facebook, as well as TikTok. And of course, every Tuesday, 6 to 6:30 p.m., you've got the introduction of the show uninterrupted.
Yep. And if you enjoyed the show, you want to tune in again, you can catch us on Wednesday from 11 to 1 p.m. And then you can also catch Letitia on Mondays on Soul Circle. What is Soul Circle, Letitia?
Soul Circle is the feminine perspective. We're talking about women and God and submitting our souls to the Spirit of God. So you want to be there every Monday between 11 and 1 p.m.
Wow. And I believe the interview you guys did is also up there. So if you heard one of our guests and you really want to listen, you can go up and check that out as well. Yeah, it's time for us to say goodbye. What is our next episode?
Okay, you have to come back next week, because next week it's called The Test. So I guess these next couple of weeks we're talking about the deep stuff, okay? The journey with God is very much laid with various challenges along the way. Scripture speaks in Psalm 105 verse 19 how Joseph was tested until it was time for the prophecy. The road to the promise is paved with tests. However, all answers to tests are given and studied before the test. This means that whatever storm you may be going through, the more time you spend with God, the more accurately you can respond to the test. Just remember, as we wait for next week's show, the teacher is always silent during the test.